little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Shadow Games Podcast episode 204. And man, this week has been a lot of fun. News-wise lately, and also for geek-wise, games, especially the movie-wise. Games, you know, we're going to talk about it in the news here. But movie-wise, let's go ahead. You know, let's start it off with the movies. Expected. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the 1.5 minute, you know, teaser trailer came out this week, and man, was it awesome. It felt like...
It feels like the first movie.
It does! The bit in the end with Drax and Star-Lord was just hilarious. I watched at least like 4 times, and still...
It shows that they're learning each other. Basically.
And of course, Baby Groot in the end after Rocket put a hole like in a wall or something like that. But
right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, rumor wise, that we got Big Groot in the first one. We're going to have Little Groot here on the second movie that's going to do a lot of fun stuff like what Big Groot did in the first movie. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see.
Logan.
What else? Gamora.
Yeah.
Awesome. Running around with the sword with the little fight sequence. Probably with what? What's her sister?
Welcome.
Happy Ann is one. Lexi and
Matthew.
Matthew G. Welcome for joining us. Let's see. Oh, Yondu. Do you see how big his comic style, man? He finally had so a lot of stuff to look forward to. And of course, the other one, Wayne. What are we? Second movie that we.
Logan.
There you go. Finally got the first trailer out for Logan. And.
We know who the girl is.
X-23. You see her do a little bit of action, like towards in the middle of the trailer as well. And. Yeah, this. The Reavers, I believe that's what they call themselves, right?
I'm not sure offhand, but I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean,
it's going to be a very dark tone, I think.
Yeah, very dark. They're trying to get into it as a rated R final Wolverine / Logan movie that's going to be out.
Old Man Logan is a dark story.
It's a very, very crazy film.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, comic book-wise, Old Man Logan is pretty nuts. I'm actually going to read about the new and improved Marvel 2.0 and how Wolverine was destroyed, but yet Old Man Logan... Oh, well, he wasn't destroyed. He was killed. He was covered in adamantium in the death of Wolverine. I'm almost halfway done with that. But I'm also going to read up when Old Man Logan is in the new Marvel Universe. Nice. After... Yeah. So he's... From what I've read, the synopsis, he's trying to stop... Mysterio. If you haven't read Old Man Logan, you know how synopsis went down, and he's trying to stop that. But the thing is the new Marvel Universe. We don't know, you know, we don't know who's who. We have Hulk. Well, it's not Bruce Banner anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we have Old Man Steve Rogers. Mm-hmm. We also have Hawkeye's not there anymore, which is who's playing Lady Hawkeye? I forgot her name, but they're gonna go on. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys a review on that later on. So, guys, that's
another trailer I got a chance to take a sneak peek at,
which is
that Marvel sent me. The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl beats up the Marvel Universe. That's a comic, actually.
So she beats up Doctor Strange and...
She beats up everybody in the Marvel Universe.
Even Franklin Richards? Doubt it. I doubt it.
It's everybody. Basically, the...
Even the one above all? No.
Well, you know, the Watcher was shot, so who knows what happens there.
The one above all only appeared three times in the Marvel, Marvel's comic history.
But apparently in the synopsis for this guy, this story is basically Squirrel Girl has to stop her evil twin who is beating up everybody in the Marvel Universe. Everybody. It's actually a pretty fun trailer if you haven't had a chance to check it out.
Is it on YouTube already or not yet?
It should be. Okay. If not, I know I have it, so.
We can always link it onto our Facebook page.
At some point, yeah.
So, Wayne, let's go ahead and head on with the, what have we been doing this past week?
What have we been playing?
Well, for us, you guys know already, Gears of War 4, that's what we've been playing this past week and a half, week or so.
Mostly.
And, oh my god. Yes, the storyline, straight awesome. Wayne and I agree that it was slow in the beginning, but yet it picks up. Just like a typical movie, but you play Gears of War from both of our perspective. For me, I play a little bit, you know, a little bit more on the story mode side versus the online play, but I want to get, you know, the feel of it.
Yeah.
Wayne, how?
It was a good solid story, start to finish. Everything just kind of stepped into place as you went along. It still left some questions for you, which I'm assuming we'll get answers in the next few titles, of course. But it was very solid, very enjoyable, very fluid. Felt a little bit faster gameplay than the previous games, which actually was good. But overall, very solid game. I'm really happy with the way it came out. I haven't really jumped into multiplayer yet. So.
It's shall we spoil it for them, Wayne?
Everybody dies.
Yeah, I know. Everybody dies. You know, 200 nuclear bombs blows off at the same time, and everybody goes, "Hey!"
You know, I miss Carmine.
Okay. All right. Well, other than Gears of War 4, for me, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 5, Urien as my point, and also Balrog as my secondary pocket character I've been playing. Darius Ninja and Mega Kayla Brand, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. Sorry, guys. Let's see. I play George a little bit of time, you know, whenever he gets online, whenever I get online, or whenever he has time to, and vice versa. Let's see. Other than that, well, that was it for me, guys. I mean, it's a Street Fighter V and Gears of War 4, grinding on Gears of War 4.
Nice.
Wayne, how about you, man? Other than Gears.
So other than Gears of War 4, beating through that little love story, I went into some more Destiny, focusing on Connor.
How are you doing on that?
I'm doing good. I'm up to 362 light right now, which is not too bad considering all the work I put into it. I'm at the point right now where I'm starting to go through back into the Rise of Iron story missions in hard mode, so I can unlock that part of the book and get that challenge out of the way.
Okay.
Otherwise, I've got one legendary weapon I've got unlocked. I can't remember what it was called, but I'm like 20% away from unlocking that. Just gotta get some more kills in the Crucible with the with my void abilities.
The Crucible.
otherwise, I still haven't found anybody. There's not many people that want to play the previous raids. So I still?
Still?
I still can't find anybody that wants to beat Oryx. I find people once in a while that do, but it doesn't really work out. Somebody ends up quitting, and then we have less people, and we can't do it all the way. I haven't jumped into Wrath of the Machine yet, but it looks pretty cool. Waiting until I get up a little higher light level, and then I'll jump into that. But I've got a lot of the challenges done for the book already, so just a few little things here and there that I can actually do with my light level. Definitely fun. Definitely looking forward to next week when we get some Halloween stuff coming into it.
Hey! So, I feel like I just want to pick up Destiny again, just for the Halloween decoration stuff and whatnot.
It's a good game to play. It's got enough to keep you coming back.
All right.
But that's about it for gaming.
Cool. So let's get on with the news, guys. So hey,
we got a few people watching this.
Hey, Dota M129. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, one of the big surprises here is that we've actually got some rumors coming out. Brian Bloom, who was a voice actor for Wolfenstein The New Order, is teasing the next Wolfenstein game.
Both.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Dota M129, we do play both PC and console.
Yeah.
Arcade for me. So.
It reminds me, I gotta install Gears of War 4 on the PC at some point.
Hey, just for fun, right?
Right.
So, getting back to this.
So, as you know, back in the E3 lineup for 06, or 2016, Bethesda's DOS prompt kind of teased Wolf a little bit, with Wolf 3D, New Order, Old Blood, New Colossus, which New Colossus is theoretically going to be the new title, although we don't have confirmation, but it appears to be so. Yeah. So we know that 2017 we should have a new Wolfenstein. So that's pretty cool there.
We shall see. Alright, so wait, next one?
Next one is another game teased for us.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's been confirmed
now. It's been confirmed. It's coming out next year, Fall 2017. And the trailer's coming out for this. And we're talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. And it's Rockstar hinted I think Tuesday or Wednesday, they brought out on their Facebook page a red background with their logo on it.
Yep.
We're like, Red Dead Redemption 2. And then within, what, a day later, they came out with the actual...
trailer.
Well,
the trailer came out... Thursday.
Art. And then the trailer came out on Thursday. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it was a three-day thing for Red Dead Redemption 2 and for Rockstar Games. So, pretty much after they're offering a strong teaser, Rockstar Games has now officially announced that Red Dead Redemption 2, the game is coming out in fall 2017 for the PS4 and the Xbox One. So... for all you people that have it and enjoy the first one, pick it up.
Yep. And another surprising bit of news for us was Razer.
Razer, a big company, a big gaming company on the PC wise, pretty much everywhere gaming wise, and also headphones too as well. It looks like Razer just bought out audio company THX.
Yeah. So what Razer's looking at doing is they're going to keep THX as a independently run company, but they're going to incorporate their THX technologies into the laptops, into the gaming machines, the computers, and other products like headphones potentially. So this is another way for innovation to really come into the marketplace for gamers, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how this works out. This could be a great exclusivity for Razer to really expand their brand.
Definitely. I mean, in my opinion, since a few of their peripherals during major fighting game tournaments, i.e. EVO of last year, 2015, there was a little issue going on with the arcade stick, same way too during, I believe, Summer Jam 2015, and also... I believe SoCal Regional, so hopefully they do fix that up and get back on track. And also, make even, the headphones are pretty awesome.
Welcome. Got a few more people joining us.
Hey!
So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how this plans out. So we'll see. Next up is, this is great for us Halloween.
It really sucks because I did play the demo of this. It's the Friday the 13th game delayed until 2017. But it also adds a single-player mode, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah, but the single-player will launch after the multiplayer.
Yep.
But it won't be free for everybody.
I know, that sucks.
So, how that's going to work out exactly is yet to be seen. We do know that it's going to come out on an unspecified date in 2017. So, but it is coming out through developer Gun Media.
So pretty much the 2016, the rescheduling means that the studio can work on a single player, that we notified, experience and offline AI bots. So in addition to the multiplayer mode too as well. So if you guys, I believe you've been playing as Jason and just start killing people. Awesome.
So pre-order and you'll get the single player for free. Otherwise it's going to be an extra $40.
Mm-hmm.
So not too bad.
Might as well pre-order it, like what I did. So, one of the big news that came out this week...
Unless you were under a rock.
Yeah, so All the Nintendo hardcore, aka or Jesse,
turtle, or a turtle shell,
or if you don't have a, if you're not up to date to of a technology this day. So Nintendo has released more Switch reveals.
Yeah.
So, quote unquote, we haven't showed everything just yet.
No, there's a lot to be coming out about this that we're gonna find out in the next, you know, six months or so.
Yeah, 6 months or so before the before it comes out. Well, comes out as what? Well, before they get the final run, says okay, let's go release it. So.
Yeah. So the video they put on YouTube has been the most watched video over the weekend on YouTube.
Yes, it is indeed. It's.
Yet, Nintendo stock prices have actually dropped 6.5% because investors are wary that it won't really do so well, which is kind of a conflict of
interest
of analytics there.
Okay.
But yeah, a Nintendo spokesperson has said that they have not shown everything, or we haven't shown everything. More details will be revealed next year, such as. Hardware specs. We're not going to get that this year. We'll probably see that next year. But this is definitely looking like a great thing here. We do know that it will support Amiibos.
Cool.
So, well, it's hinted that it will be, basically, because Amiibos were in the video. I guess that's, you can take it or leave it a little bit there.
Take it a grain of salt.
Xbox boss Phil Spencer reacted very positive to the news of the Switch. Said it looked like it was a great innovation. We do know that it's not backwards compatible with the 3DS or Wii U discs and games. Although there may be an option for a digital, you know, store option where you might be able to do the backward paddle games that way. Kind of like they're doing with some of the older titles now. But we don't know a lot. We do know that it looks like a great little tablet.
It's so awesome! You can carry it. It has a docking for you to, you know, play on the TV screen. You have a small pouch for it, carrying case, walk around, have fun with it. God, man, that's... Put it this way. The last time I was impressed with Nintendo, Wayne, was Nintendo 64.
Ooh. So yeah, it's going to use cartridges, but it won't be backwards compatible. It kind of reminds me of the Razer gaming tablet that we tried out a few years ago at CES.
Yeah.
Although this actually is a smaller design, slimmer design.
Imagine a little bigger than my Note 5. We just still don't know how big it is.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
The way the controllers work is really inventive. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they
it just slides on the side right here,
and they
right
actually here. connect to each other as well to control, create a bigger controller when you're gaming, or you can use them individually too. So
pretty much, this is the Wii Pad and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. I mean, it is kind of interesting. We also know that. Unreal Engine 4 will be run on it. That says a lot about performance out of it. If it can run Unreal 4, there's a good chance we're going to get some AAA games coming into it, like, you know, Call of Duty and stuff, which would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine playing Call of Duty on the go like that? Anyways, Halloween is almost here.
For you, Wayne.
So there's going to be a lot of games... doing Halloween themes. So we're gonna go over a few of those things for you. Overwatch.
It's gonna have typical Halloween theme, like.
Yeah, through the first. Basically, you're gonna have basically loot boxes that are gonna be replaced with, you know, 100 items that are themed for Halloween, like skins, emotes, victory poses. Voice lines, etc. There's a special brawl mode available. Cooperative experience, pitting a team of 4 players against AI-controlled enemies before you ask.
Yep, and pretty much it comes out November 1st.
Well, it's
now until November 1st.
Yeah. And of course, Destiny is going to be doing the Questimable the Lost. similarly, they're going to have a bunch of, you know, masks, shaders, emotes, a new sparrow, all kinds of items that are for grabs. There will be a few quests to complete. We don't know exactly how the event will function, but we do know that it's coming. It's going to launch on the 25th through the 8th of November. What about Rocket League? They've got a few things going on. That's from now through November 1st. Basically, you're going to have Halloween-themed items like Rocket Trail, it leaves behind skulls, an incredibly cute ghost topper.
Cool.
So things like that. World of Warcraft, again, now through November 1st. Hollow's End event is going to return. You can trick-or-treat at inns in various places around the maps and so forth, worlds. You'll receive either treats or money that can be spent on special items. New items this year will include one that puts a banshee costume on a party member and another that affects your pet. There will be a seasonal boss as well, the Headless Horseman to fight.
Hey!
Stink bombs to pelt the enemy faction with. And more. We know Smite's got a few things coming up. They're going to be, from now onward, they don't say when it's going to end exactly.
Yep.
You've got AI-controlled minions, scary potion to scare tactics, stuff that's only available in the arena during events, and used on a foe to scare them, essentially. Limited time sale will drop prices of certain things as well. On Halloween-themed skins, space monkey bun hats, for example, pajama party.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
And also, Elder Scrolls Online, you can receive a free, you know, crow collar from the Elder Scrolls Online in-game crow store. That's pretty much, it kicks off a quest, The Witcher's Bargain. What else do you have on here? You also got, gives you the chance to loot plunder skulls, which, you know, contains witches' festival goodies, masks, special recipes, and more.
And that's going to tell the 1st of November as well.
And
Paragon's going to have an event from now until November or October 24th. Basically free skins.
Yep. You also got Guild Wars 2. This is pretty cool. You actually have candy corn as hangs everywhere. It's pretty cool.
New skins, decorations,
yep, jumpy puzzles, Madkin's Clock Tower, and the Game of Simon Says.
And that starts now until an unspecified date.
Jesus, how many? Okay, so you know what, guys, we're gonna.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games are doing the DC Universe Online's got a few new things going for you.
Final Fantasy looks pretty legit. Street Fighter V, yes, of course, I already have those skins.
Right? Battle Right, Alliance of Valiant Arms has got stuff going on, Black Desert Online, Terra, Team Fortress 2, obviously is doing more stuff.
Typical League of Legends.
Yep, they've got their doomed minion icons and so forth.
Alright, so yeah. Well, you guys check that out. Go to GameSpot.com.
Yeah.
Here we go, guys. So, speaking of which, Gears of War 4 updates.
Yeah. So, the Coalition has published a list of some of the top-level items that it's working on fixes for. Obviously, balances for weapons is a big point. The hammer burst weapon, for example. Another issue is where matches start without a full roster of players. That can be kind of concerning. Calls for harsher penalties for people who quit mid-match. So a future update will include stricter penalties. Not details yet, but it does going to have that. There's going to be a lot more legwork put into it to kind of figure out where things are going with that.
Jeppy OG, thank you for watching. Allegra Mueller, thank you for watching too as well.
Hey. Yeah, so a lot of changes coming the way for Gears of War 4 to basically make it a more fair and balanced gameplay online.
And punish.
Yeah, punish those who quit early.
Alright, so PlayStation Network maintenance coming up. Here's pretty much when and for how long it's going to be coming down. So the 1 hour maintenance period will run from 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on October 25th, which is 2 days away from us.
Yep.
Which comes out from 1:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 26th. So yeah, for all you guys that will be playing, thank you for not scrolling down, Wayne, you moron. During the maintenance period, users can still sign on the PlayStation Network and play games, but use most applications. However, account management, PlayStation Video, and PlayStation Store will be down for maintenance, it says.
Yeah.
So they did apologize for the inconvenience, but hey, you know what? Maintenance, it happens, guys. So the newest PlayStation 4 update was a 4.01, which pretty much came out earlier this month and didn't do as much as it, you know, quote unquote, improved the quality of the system performance. And didn't add any other new features too as well. So yeah, 2 days from now, guys, gotta
be aware.
Get you guys going, yeah.
And I think we've talked a lot about the Nintendo Switch. The one thing we did forget to mention was that the dock is not going to be the main console. It is actually the tablet.
Yep. So yeah, it's a portable tablet you guys can carry around, play, and it is a console.
Yeah, the dock is really just to stream it to the TV.
Yep.
So.
Yay! So, yeah, that was it for us.
Did you hear that Tim Miller actually dropped out of Deadpool?
Yes, it came out, I believe, Friday or yesterday. It sucks because I believe that he had a little issue going on with
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. You know, creative issues. That yeah, sucks because that was a great film. But he hasn't really signed on for Deadpool 2 yet.
No.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he never really signed on yet. He never officially inked his name on the contract, so... Damn, where is this going to go now?
That's hard to say.
Yeah, so, any other news? Oh, yeah, this weekend, any of you guys going to Kamikaze in the downtown Los Angeles Convention Center? I will be down there taking photos. I will bring my card. You guys know who I look like. Right here. And I'll be doing a lot of cosplay photo shoots, so.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for him. So we've got, he'll be bringing us some definitely good photos for that.
Definitely. So, yeah. So if you guys can go up there, cosplay, let us know. Comment on our Facebook page, Two Shots of Geek. And also look up on our main webpage, www.twoshotsofgeek.com, just to see what's going on with us. New articles, news, comic book covers that we're going to, you know, review for you. The cosplay DIY from the girls in the Midwest, and yeah, also look at our Instagram page. I will be hacking that. Well, not really hacking. I'm actually gonna take it over for Saturday.
There you go.
Yep. So yeah, Wayne. Any other news from you?
I don't think we got much else to talk
about. All right, man. Wayne. So, guys, I guess that's it for us this week. Again, like our page, share our page. Look at our main website. Look at our Instagram too. Page at Two Shots of Geek, you'll see our logo on our as our picture. So again guys, sorry, I'm a little tired. Walking
tired.
Dead is on right now, and I deleted like 6 texts and messages saying, oh my god, Fidel, you were right. I'm like, well yeah, I follow the comic books, so yeah, sorry guys. But again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go. The hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.